Hi, my name is Allison Rolfe, and welcome to my English 1010 Food Podcast. Have you ever wondered what it's like to live in another country, eat the food there, and be active like them? I've got two amazing people to share some information with us today. I have Rohit, who grew up in Pune, India, and Yao, who grew up in Hubei, China. Thank you both for joining me today and sharing about your culture, food, and activities. All right, Rohit, how long have you lived in the U.S.?
Little over 3 years now.
3 years. And what is your favorite Utah food?
Favorite Utah food? Actually, I've tried a lot of restaurants over here. My favorite would be sesame chicken from P.F. Chang.
Oh, okay. That's tasty. And what's a popular dish in Pune?
So, Pune is... There wouldn't be one particular popular dish, you know. It's like it would vary from place to place, and there are a lot of popular dishes. You can try a lot of different things. But the first thing that comes to my mind that is my favorite, I would say vada pav. That's a sort of spicy potato vegetable. Sometimes it is spicy, sometimes it is not. Depends on which place you're eating it.
There's variation
in that vegetable also, and with the bun. And the bun is usually, it has a chutney inside it. Sometimes it has onion chutney, sometimes it has a green curry sort of thing.
Okay.
Sort of spicy.
Sort of spicy, like on a scale of 1 to 5.
1 to 5, I would say 2, 2.5-ish.
Oh, so I might be able to eat that. I don't do well with spicy food. If I were to travel to Pune, what's the one restaurant you'd highly recommend and where should I stay away from?
So, in Pune, you'll find a lot of hand carts. Lot. Some of them are really good, but some of them are not. By the condition, you will understand, oh, I shouldn't be trying this.
Oh, okay.
You will get to know that thing. But rest all over Pune, it's like if you're a foodie, there'll be a lot of food. There'll be a hell lot of things that you want to try. So, I have tried, like, I did not eat non-veg back in India, but I started eating over here when I came over here. So, I've been with my friends. So, I had a circle. So all of my friends would eat non-veg, but I would not. So, but I still had to accompany them. So I would go to try out like kebab places, which would serve in like Persian style or something else. And also I would go in the places which would serve traditional Maharashtrian food. And that's like a proper spicy and pure vegetarian kind of food. So I've been through all and everything is there. So... And it's not like, if it's a good taste, it will be crowded. If it's not a good taste, it won't be crowded. That's the best definition I can give you. That's the way you would decide, okay, it is crowded, you should taste it. Not crowded, stay away.
Stay away.
Yeah.
All right. So are the carts in Pune kind of like the taco carts here? They're kind of everywhere?
Yeah.
And you can kind of depend, kind of see, oh, busy, good, not so busy.
Yep.
Okay, I like it. As a kid growing up in India, what did you typically have for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner?
So, typically my breakfast was like milk. No cereals, nothing. Just milk and no fruits. A big glass of milk. Then lunch would be more or less like 3 chapatis. That's like the bread over here.
Okay.
With vegetables. We had a mix of vegetables, leafy vegetables, cereals. Cereals in the sense what I meant is different. Those are like, I don't know the English word for it. You need to Google it, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But bread, like 3 chapatis with a vegetable. And for the dinner, I would have like 2 chapatis with vegetable and dal and rice.
Okay.
That's what a typical lunch and dinner would look for me.
In Pune, is it not so common to eat meat, or was meat an option?
Meat is always an option, but I being a Maharashtrian, so my whole family eats non-veg other than me. So I started eating non-veg very late. We would eat non-veg, but not that regular.
Okay.
It would be like maybe twice in a month or something like that.
Maybe more special occasions?
Yes.
Like birthdays, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And how active were you as a kid? Did you walk to school? Did you play sports? Did you swim?
I did walk to school. I did swim, but it was like when you're small, it's all about cricket. When you're young, it's all about cricket. Like if you have got summer holidays for 3 months, right from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, you'll be playing cricket throughout the whole day. Sun and whatever be it, you'll be playing cricket. If it is raining outside, you'll be playing indoor. If it is sunny outside, you'll be staying outside. You'll be wearing cap. And there was really some days where my mom would come in the evening at 4 o'clock, and she would ask me, like she would call me if I'm not there, or if she knew where to find me, she'll come there. Did you have your lunch? Like, no, I didn't have. Let's go have your lunch. Then you can go back and play.
Oh my gosh. I bet you slept good though, right? Because you were so tired.
Yeah.
Wow. Since you've lived in the US, has your activity level changed?
A lot, I would say. No more cricket. I don't play cricket as much as what I used to do earlier. But then I started concentrating more on my health, and I want to reduce my tummy. I want to go to gyms. I've started going to gym, but I don't do heavy workouts. It's more of like, I just want to reduce my weight, but I don't want to go down that much.
Okay.
So that's a bit less activity, I think, as what I used to do earlier.
And it's different here because you've got the internet, and you've got Facebook,
yeah.
And you've got your computers that you can take with you, and your iPad, iPod.
When I was younger, the latest cell phone was this Nokia 1100, where if you have to type something like MNOPQ, like there were four letters on six, so if you want to press O, you have to press the four. Yeah, so it is better that I'll rather go at his place and tell him, okay, I need this thing from you, rather than texting him. So it was better that way.
All right. Have you been back since you've lived here?
Yeah, I've gone back like twice now.
Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you still have family there?
Yes.
Brothers, sisters?
I've got two elder sisters, my dad and mom.
Very nice. Nobody came with you?
No.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to be alone. What is your all-time would never eat it again? Holy crap, you can't believe your parents fed you that food when you were growing up.
That is the first time that I had chicken. So my mom makes excellent chicken. And my aunt also, both of them make excellent chicken biryani. And for the very first time, my dad was like, he made me taste this chicken piece. And I was like, what is this? And that was it. I stopped having chicken altogether. The thought also like, nah, I don't want to have
it. No more.
No more.
All right. What about drinks? What would your all-time favorite drink be?
Drink in the sense, soft drinks, hard drinks.
Just whatever you like to drink when you were growing up.
Water.
Just water?
Yeah. Just water.
Plain old, turn
plain
the tap
old,
on,
yes.
Go out and get some
yep.
water. Same thing now?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. All right. Cool. Thank you very much. Yeah, I know you're known for liking Popeye's chicken, but what is your favorite Utah food?
Utah food, I think, I don't know if that's considered Utah food or not, because here in Salt Lake City area, my favorite is actually the crown burger.
Me too.
Especially the jalapeno burger.
Oh, did he introduce that to you?
No, I discovered it myself.
Very nice. What's a popular dish in Hubei?
Over there, I think in that region, it's, even though it's not my favorite, but the very popular one is the pork, like rib soup. Yeah.
Oh. And what is it called in Chinese?
Paigu tang.
Oh.
Yeah. So that basically that's translated as pork rib soup.
All right.
Yeah.
What restaurant would you recommend to someone traveling, and where should they stay away from?
So it's really hard to recommend any restaurant because, I mean, there is not really a big chain restaurant going on in China. So it's all local. It's all just one kind of restaurant in everywhere.
Okay.
But so if you have to ask me to recommend anything, I would say just go with any local food.
Any local food. All right. And anything we should stay away from, or any particular dish to stay away from?
For Americans, I will say you want to stay off those weird stuff.
The like, weird stuff, like.
How do you take, steak, the steak?
Okay.
And some kind of exotic stuff like that.
I can agree with that. I'd probably stay away from that.
Dog meat.
Fair enough. What did a typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner consist of? And do you try to incorporate that into your family meals now?
Actually, because we are here, there is no family meal because the kids are sort of Americanized. So
okay.
They like the food like typical kids here eat, right?
Cheeseburgers, but, pizza, macaroni
and
cheese.
Say for breakfast, it's going to be like cereal, milk, those kind of things. But I stay away with those. So I sort of still have my own stuff.
What would you eat for breakfast when you were growing up?
So the kind of food you can't really find it here when I grow up. It's sort of like a pancake, but it's fried pancake.
Ooh, okay.
But they have a very special oven to prepare it.
And was it filled with anything or have stuff on it?
So we can't really afford our good ones with those with meat on top, but normally we cannot afford it, so we have the ones only with sesame seed on top.
Okay, sesame seeds are good.
Yeah.
And what's something that you would eat for lunch when you were home?
For lunch, I think lunch is basically just we always eat one or two dish with rice. That's the typical Chinese food.
Okay. And dinner, same thing?
Same thing. Yeah, dinner we probably will add a soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like egg drop soup, or is that an American version of something you
add? Of course. It's an American version. It's like that I said, that pork rib soup.
Okay.
That kind of soup, yeah.
Okay. What kind of activity level did you have growing up? Were you a walker to school? Did you swim? Did you play sports?
So I am very lazy even to this day. The only thing good about that to be poor, because we were very poor at the time, is no one has cars, right, at the time. And we have to walk to school. Or walk to work also.
Okay.
So, yeah, that is pretty much my only activity.
That's okay. So since you've moved to the United States, has your activity level changed?
Of course. It's reduced probably 90%.
Because you can drive places.
Yeah.
You have the internet to entertain you.
Right.
And what about your kids? Are they pretty active or?
They are sort of like me. So.
That's okay. So are ours. They're very, very lazy.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much. I've lived in Utah my entire life, and I have two favorite Utah foods, funeral potatoes and a hot pastrami sandwich from Crown Burgers. A restaurant I'd highly recommend is El Rancho Grande, and one I'd stay far, far away from is Applebee's. My typical breakfast is either waffles in the car or a bowl of cereal and a Diet Coke to drink. Lunch is usually leftovers or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some fruit snacks, a couple of cookies, and another Diet Coke. Dinner is usually a protein pack or a Rice-A-Roni individual serving, and yet another Diet Coke. I know I'm way less active now than I was 20 years ago. I used to love hula hooping, jump rope, and hopscotch. The thought of that now makes me tired. I think electronics have a huge impact on my activity level, and I just don't make time for it. With two jobs, two kids, four pets, and a husband, means not a lot of me time. I hope you enjoyed a sneak peek of life in India and China. Thanks for listening.